Vectis Radio.
Now we've got Rebecca here from the RSPCA. Good afternoon, Rebecca.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for coming in. You're going to tell us all about the big dog walk.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's this Sunday, the 26th of April.
Yeah.
It's from 10 till 4:30. We did it last year and it was amazing.
Yeah.
So we've gone bigger and better this year.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a train in the morning and a dog walk back, and a train in the afternoon and a dog walk back.
Right.
Right.
And there's lots to do. We've got stalls, we've got Donkey Sanctuary are coming, Cats Protection are coming, so we've got all the old gang there, so yeah.
Right, so Radio's
coming.
We're coming, yeah. and all the usual attractions at Haven Street will be open as well.
Yes, so, all the museums
so
are open.
You can have a whole day of stuff going on there.
Stuff, and you've got the Whistle Stop Cafe now, so you can enjoy some lunch there.
Yes. They've made a nice job of that out there.
They have,
it?
Yeah. It's really nice. And you can bring a picnic if you don't want to, obviously.
Yeah, that's fine. So. And what sort of stalls you got?
We've got all sorts. We've got lots of local sort of craft people, and we've got some doggy related things, we've got human related things, so there's something for everyone.
Okay, excellent.
Can't
so
be back
10 till 4 is it on Sunday?
Yes, yeah, the first train is at 10:15, but you do have to book tickets, so I'll leave a link at some point.
Yeah, right. Indeed. So you get the train from Haven Street, where does it go?
To Wootton Station.
So it's a short bit up to Wootton Station,
short bit up, and then it's a 3-mile walk back.
Okay, and then again in the afternoon?
It's exactly the same, but it's at 2:52, I think, in the afternoon.
And are they running in the other direction for people who fancy that as well?
No.
So they're not. Okay. So
you've got to walk back.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can go up to Smallbrook Junction and back as well, can't you, on the train?
Yes, I think the normal trains are still
running.
Normal
trains are
running,
so basically for the dog walk, you get off at Wootton and walk back.
You've got to get off, yeah.
Okay, not a bad idea.
And if you don't fancy it, you go back again.
Yeah.
But how many people do you think you're going to get there? I mean, you had quite a few last year.
Yeah, last year we had about 300 people and at least 100 dogs. So we're hoping for much more than that this year.
Okay.
And the weather's meant to be looking good.
It doesn't look too bad at all. We'll see how it goes. I know it's only Tuesday and it can all change. But
let's do some sun dancing.
Crossed,
yeah.
So if you want to go and you haven't got a dog,
you can, by all means.
Can you still get on the train and walk back
with other people's
dogs?
Yeah, you will be around dogs, so you've got to sort of like dogs.
But absolutely.
All dogs are on leads, but anyone can walk through. It's a lovely countryside walk.
It is, yeah.
Around there, so yeah. More than
I hope it's signposted, because I'd get lost. I'd get lost in a straight road.
Don't you worry, we've got some volunteers that will help us.
Oh, yes, that's always a good idea. It's partly for fun, partly for a bit of fundraising?
Yes, definitely a fundraiser for us. Obviously, we're an independent local charity, so we need as much money as we can get from the local community. Yes, it's really good for us. And it's just a chance to meet a lot of our adopted dogs are going. It's just a chance to meet other people and, have a good time, really. So
how much does it cost to enter this doggy walkie?
It's £15 a ticket for adults and then £5 for children.
Right.
But obviously, if you're not catching a train or walking, then it's all free entry.
Okay.
Okay. And then there's an arena, I believe.
Yes, we've got a dog show that Pawsative are helping us with, and that's £3 an entry per category.
Okay.
So
having the scruffiest dog and the waggiest tail.
Waggiest tail is definitely, and then best 6 legs as well.
6 legs?
Yeah. So
what,
that's dog and human.
Right, gotcha.
You assume the human's got 2 legs.
I've
never seen
never
a 6-legged dog. So.
No, me neither.
But the thing is, she said we'd be next to the fudge stand.
Oh,
yes.
No.
We've got Isle of Wight fudge coming.
No.
And Richard's going to be right next to that.
No.
We've got no chance.
And it's payday weekend, everyone, so.
She says payday.
Yeah.
For those that work.
Those that work, yeah. We're looking forward to that. Looking forward to being there. It was good last year.
Yes.
And that was the first year, so you built on that.
Yeah, we've built on that, and we'll do it again next year. Maybe different location, but it's going to be a continuous event for us.
I like that. It's an excellent idea, and also a bit of a fan of the steam railway myself, so it's a good place to be. We will be on the air from 10 till 4.
Lovely.
Live from the site, so expect you to come and have an interview.
I will,
point.
I'll be there.
She won't.
No, she won't.
I'll be there. Might be busy.
She won't.
So how do people find out more?
So it's all on our website and on our social media. So our social media is RSPCA Isle of Wight, and then our website is rspca-isleofwight.org.uk.
Okay.
And it's all on there.
And we'll see you all on Sunday.
Yeah.
See you there.
Vectis Radio on DAB.